we'll now move into committee reports. The first committee report is the Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance Committee. The committee was met and held at 1 p.m. on Monday, January the 5th. Committee members present included McMillan, Courts, Montgomery. Trustee Strobel participated by phone. The minutes of the committee meeting of November 3rd were approved without corrections and additions. Vice President of Academic Affairs, Christophe Pierre, made a presentation on tuition, fees, room and board for academic year 2015-16 in connection with three draft board items that we'll be considering later today. Vice President Pierre will actually make a presentation of that in a few moments. Senior Associate Vice President Mike Bass presented the Prairie Land Energy Incorporated bylaws, directors, officers, draft board, which is also a draft board item. Mr. Bass also introduced John Jackson, a principal at Ratio Architects, who made a presentation in connection with the Allerton Park Retreat Center Master Plan, which is a draft item. I do want to make a notation here in connection with the Allerton Park plan. There were some concerns that were raised about the road that's being proposed that would dissect the adjacent property within the 4-H camp that could potentially impact campers and those coming in. So before construction would occur within the master plan, there's an agreement to review that road proposal and try to resolve that issue in conjunction with the 4-H Board of Directors. Mr. Bass also presented seven capital items for consideration. Executive Assistant Vice President Heather Haberacker presented two purchase renewal recommendations. Vice President Knorr updated the committee on the status of state appropriation receivables, recent rating agency actions, federal and state budgetary activity, legislative committee meetings, and approvals. The meeting was adjourned at 2:12 p.m., maybe a record. 12 items for board consideration today were recommended to go forward by the committee. Item 14, which is tuition rates and academic year 2015-16. Item 15, student fees for Urbana, Chicago, Springfield academic year 2015-16. Item 16, rate change of university-operated housing facilities on Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses academic year 2015-16. Item 17, project for pool infield renovation on the Freer Hall in Urbana. Item 18, project for the School of Molecular and Cellular Biology Center of Undergraduate Advising and Instruction at Borough Hall in Urbana. Item 19, project for renovation expansion, civil engineering, hydro systems laboratory in Urbana. Item 20, project for classroom renovation in Turner Hall, Urbana. Item 21, project for West classroom renovation, noise laboratory in Urbana. Item 22, increase project budget for parking access and revenue control system upgrade in Chicago. Item 23, a master plan for Allerton Park and Retreat Center, Urbana. And again, the caveat of the 4-H board resolution to review before the board road construction. Item 24, lease of space for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute in Urbana. And last but not least, item 25 were the purchasing recommendations. I also would note, as I noted earlier this morning, that the committee considered the Prairie Land Energy Bylaw Director and Officers and separately recommended this item to the board as a sole member of Prairie Land Energy. The meeting, the next meeting of the committee will be Monday, March the 2nd at 1 p.m. That concludes the committee report, but I would ask Vice President Pierre to make the presentation on tuition and fees. Christophe?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. I'm pleased to present the recommendations for tuition rates for tuition fees. and room and board for the academic year 2015-16. My presentation will be quite brief. Can I have the next slide, please? So what we're recommending, as I'm sure you've read in the press, is no increase in the base tuition rate for Illinois residents, undergraduate students for the next academic year. However, we are recommending that for non-resident students, out of state and international undergraduate students, and also for graduate and professional programs, we have modest inflation-related increases, which are mostly, but not only, at 2%. There are, however, five undergraduate programs at UIC that are requesting modest increases in differential tuition, and this is to cover increased costs for specialized curricula in these professional programs. So if I can have the next slide. The next slide summarizes, it's a little bit of a complicated slide, but it summarizes the proposed tuition fees and room and board rates on the three campuses. So you have three groups of columns for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield. And each of these groups, you have the rate for the current academic year, 14-15, the proposed rate for the next academic year, 15-16, and the change in dollar and percent. And the rows feature the tuition, the student fees, the health insurance fee, which we won't know until about the, probably not until the March meeting, and then a summary of tuition and fees combined, and then the next to last row is room and board, and then the total. So as I mentioned earlier, we propose that base tuition be frozen for undergraduate residents, so $0 increase. The campuses are requesting various fee increases. They are all very modest to cover increased costs, such as labor costs and other costs. They range from 1% at Chicago to 2.3% at Springfield. Big part of that at Springfield is due to the health services fee. And if you look at tuition and fees together, the increase is 0.2%, 0.2%, and 0.4%. Also, modest inflation-related increases are proposed for room and board, ranging from 0.5% at Springfield to 2% at Chicago. And if you look at the overall increase for undergrad students who subscribes to, who stays in dorms, the overall increases range from $96 to $240 for the academic year, that 0.4% to 1%, so very modest increases overall. So I'll go to my conclusion slide readily. In conclusion, this is the first tuition freeze. This is the first 0% increase that we're recommending in more than 20 years at the University of Illinois. It follows 2 years of tuition increases of 1.7%, which themselves were the lowest tuition rate increases in nearly two decades. Therefore, really, the proposed tuition freeze is kind of the third installment of a commitment, renewed commitment to affordability at the University of Illinois. This tuition freeze will allow us to remain competitive with peer institutions. Our top priority is to ensure access and enhance affordability for students from Illinois families, and we do want the U of I to be an attractive choice for the residents of Illinois. Thank you very much. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Very good. Questions, comments? Now, I might just add the comment. I know that getting to the recommendation, the challenges of both the concerns with state funding, but I think what many of us have talked about, the concern about our tuition level and trying to keep, particularly for in-state students, a high-value education, but at the same time as competitive as possible, was one of the major issues for us in making this decision. But any further comments? Trustee Courts.
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a comment. There's been talk of us maintaining our competitiveness with other academic institutions in the Midwest and the Big Ten. And if I could just ask a favor of the press who are here today to help us get the word out. I think one thing that's underappreciated about our tuition scheme is that by state law, a matriculating student has a guaranteed tuition for their 4 years at school. To my knowledge, that does not occur in neighboring states. It does not occur in other Big Ten schools. I doubt very much it occurs in private institutions. And that's a huge piece of the puzzle. I remember when I went to medical school, my first year tuition was $7,800. My fourth year tuition was $12,000. So a greater than 50% increase in 4 years. That doesn't happen to students that go to the University of Illinois. And I just ask a favor of the press or anybody to help get the word out to our citizens that's the case, because that is a big factor. It's state law, and I think it's a wonderful idea because it helps families plan a budget to send their kids to school.
Thank you, Trustee Cortz. I know the chancellors, as you've been communicating with prospective students, that you're communicating this intention that we're pursuing here. Other comments or questions? Yes, Crick.
I think it's a tremendous move on behalf of students and the parents who pay for that tuition. I know it comes at a cost to the university because all other expenses continue to move up. So really what this signifies is a commitment to be even more judicious and efficient in the way that we use our revenues. I think what it also says to the board is we have to work even harder with our state representatives to not only the press, and I think that's a very important statement, but our state legislature to make sure they understand the value of the University of Illinois, the four-year guaranteed tuition, the ability to get kids to graduate at rates that are very favorable. And also, I think it's a responsibility of the board to look for other revenues for this university. And you certainly have my commitment to continue to look for that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Trustee Estrada. Anything further to add? Vice President Pierre, thank you very much.
Thank you.